You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Goalball UK are about to begin their games in the IBSA European Championships. I'm joined now by Dan Roper from the men's GB Goalball side. Welcome in, Dan.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Howell.
And it's fantastic, Dan, that we're speaking to you ahead of this competition because you suffered an injury during the IBSA World Games earlier in the year. How's your recovery been going?
I'm really, really pleased, to be honest with you. I had a spiral fracture to my fibula. I was told, you know, at least looking at 12 weeks and then there's some recovery from that. Thanks to my physiotherapist, I was able to get all the good exercises in nice and quick. I made sure to absolutely hammer those basically and sort of kept ahead of the game. And I was just determined really to make sure I was available for selection for this European Championships. And, you know, I've dedicated a lot to the sport. So I just wanted to make sure I could do everything I can to come out and, if not be a starting player, but at least give my coaches a headache to, you know, make sure I was selected, basically. So, yeah, just did everything I could. And it went better than expected. I'm really happy. So it's a slight aching a bit now. But to be honest with you, it's pretty much a non-issue. And, moving forward, I'm going to use it. I'm going to bounce back stronger, basically. I'm going to use it as like a tool to make me come back. Almost maybe rediscover the love for the sport because, you know, I'm so used to sort of day in, day out doing it, this and that. And then all of a sudden, you can't do it. And I can't tell you that feeling when I first got back to training, played a game, scored some goals, really good defending. It was just, it brought it back to like the original initial memories I used to have when I first started playing. So yeah, it's gone really well, to be honest with you.
And how was the experience in the summer for you? Playtime was cut short by injury, of course, but you were able to support the team as a spectator as well. Was that unusual?
Very unusual, yes. To be honest with you, I'm sort of a starting player and I pretty much play most of the time. So even when I'm on the bench during a game, I tend to like shout things on and that when obviously it's a bit distracting for the people on court because the coach's job to do that. So it is difficult for me. I made sure the boys could hear me from the crowd. It was pretty brilliant because I got to sit there. I was in a wheelchair because I couldn't really walk. I was obviously not being able to see as well. It was, you know, pretty much a risk that I could bump into someone and fall over and stuff like that. So I was in a wheelchair. And I had my daughter on my lap and we were supporting everyone. And my little daughter was holding a signpost up saying, "We love you, Uncle Joe," because my brother also plays on the squad, Joe Roper. It was absolutely amazing to us. You'd sit there with my family watching the whole team at World Games. Obviously, I'd rather have been on courts. But it was very different. It was a bit surreal, to be honest.
There's some tough matches for the men's side coming up this week against Lithuania, Belgium, Germany and Greece. What are the hopes within the GB camp at the European Championships?
We're very optimistic, positive. You know, we've been putting in good training. Not going to lie, Lithuania first game out. I'm not sure exactly what the world ranking is at the moment, but for, you know, I've been playing the sport 10 years now. For the vast majority of that sport, they've been ranked world number one. You know, we have beaten them before. We're capable of beating them, but it's about consistency level. Obviously, all these other teams, now when we get up to this high level, they have centralized programs. They can train week in, week out. They're always at internationals all the time. We haven't got the funding to be able to do that. So the one thing that lacks is potentially our consistency. We make a little mistake and obviously goal will be in shot for shot. It's so easy to let in a goal or every shot could be a goal potentially. So one lapse in concentration, one really good shot that we weren't expecting and there's a goal. And obviously these boys have got consistency of playing day in, day out with each other all the time. So we can do it. We're definitely capable of doing it. It's a consistency issue, but we feel confident. We're there to rock up. We're definitely not going to roll over. No matter what the scoreline, we're going to go to the end. And obviously the other teams, they're big boys as well. Big in the global world. But we're going to definitely go and give it our all. We're confident and, we're not going to give up. We're going to give our best fight right to the end.
And what does the path to qualification for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris look like? Is that something that's in the back of your mind for competitions like this?
Definitely. I've got to be honest, that's my dream. That's my target. That's the one we're all aiming for. And it is difficult. We've got to win this tournament. You know, we've got to do well in our groups. And then we've got quarterfinals, semifinals and finals. We've got to win all them games. With only the top spot in this tournament goes. And we really want to get there. So it looks difficult. It's quite a challenge. But you never know. You never know what can happen. I our confidence levels stay high and we work as a team well. We can get through this, definitely, to be fair. It's very difficult because there's only actually 8 teams in goalball that could participate in the Paralympics, which obviously given that it's a team sport, there's hundreds, if not thousands of players, you know, all around the world that give up their time
And you know, goalball's such, it's like sport's best kept secret, because once people play it, obviously it's played in a blindfold, so anyone can play, you know, sighted or otherwise. And anyone who plays it, you know, it's absolutely amazing. I give it a tagline of test your senses, because it doesn't matter whether you're blind or not. It's just a really, really quite physical sport, and really energetic, very competitive, fast-paced, sweaty sport. So taking all of that into consideration, to only have 8 teams at the Paralympics is it's difficult to take, really. When I first started, it was 12 teams. Then they dropped it down to 10 teams. Now it's only 8 teams to compete in the Paralympics. So that's difficult to imagine. That makes it that much harder, because traditionally it would be 2 teams going first and second place. But now it's only the top spot from this tournament. So, yeah, we've got quite a challenge ahead of us. But we're here. We're up for it.
I was lucky enough to be there for some of the GB Games in Coventry in August. And goalball, you know, as you say, is an incredible sport to enjoy live. But how can fans at home keep up with Team GB's upcoming matches in Montenegro?
Well, if they was to follow Goalball UK on all social medias, or definitely Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, I believe, there'll be live updates and links, or the Goalball UK website, which I think is goalballuk.com. And there'll be updates and links on their websites, because the more people that support back home, it really means a lot to us. I, for one, I love the competition, and I love the challenge of it. So when I know there's people back home cheering us on and all the rest of it, and big crowds, that really gets me going. So yeah, the more people that watch it, the better.
Well, Dan Roper from the men's GB goalball side will be following your progress in the IBSA European Championships this week. Best of luck for the competition, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Hal. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.